here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Want to win $1,000 cash? Listen to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings at 8 a.m. for your chance to win.
Tad, Drex, and Kara
on B98.5.
Happy birthday, Drex.
Oh, thank you very much.
41, it's like, it's over now.
I knew it. I was trying to do the math. 1983,
yeah.
Right?
That's right, yeah. It's over now. I feel like it was getting to 40. Everything was pushed into 40, and
right.
Now I did it.
Well, I knew it wasn't a milestone birthday because you're not taking the week off to go golfing on the moon.
Right.
So there's that.
I would never golf on the moon. I don't like the gravity there.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on with our company trying to catch us?
Trying to catch us?
They're constantly, like, we've got cameras in the building. Okay, I get mm-hmm. you. That's fine. It's a security thing. The cybersecurity stuff. Get an email yesterday. You guys got the same email.
Yeah, it was wild.
At the bottom it says, this is not phishing. Phishing with a PH, of course.
Yeah.
I swear. Smiley face. I had to text the person to be
yeah.
like, okay.
Is this actually a phishing?
Right, because.
Is this legit?
That would be a tactic that our company would use
right.
to bust us. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your company does this, but our company sends us fake emails with attachments trying to catch us.
From bosses, like legitimately from a boss.
Yeah.
Even like our new boss, Nate, he had sent a couple different calendar invites for like some programming meeting. I think it's next week.
Right.
But he sent like two or three of them.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what is that?
Which one is it?
Yeah, yeah. And is this even real? Like, am I going to show, are we going to show up to that meeting? And it's going to be like, sit down.
You're all busted.
Well, yeah.
You have to take remedial cybersecurity training. I feel like a fugitive. I really do. I don't know any other time where we were being pursued by the people that hired us in the first place.
I think that's exactly what they want. They got us right where they want us.
They want us
scared.
To feel
don't open
like
any emails. Don't respond to anything.
Right.
We're just going to be non-responsive because you guys have tricked us so many times. We're done with
you. It's a good way to get out of something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not checking my email because
that's
of the scams.
Phishing. I don't know what they're talking about.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Glorious sunshine today, warm, high 85. 66 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you how you can take a vacation without getting in trouble in work in
Ooh.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
But back in February, Katy Perry announced that this past American Idol season would be her last. And almost as soon as she revealed her plans, the speculation of who her replacement was going to be started. There is one Grammy winner that is said to be absolutely desperate to get the call from producers. Can you guess who it is?
It's not Pink, because she said she did
it's not
want
Pink.
It, right?
She said she didn't want it. Jelly Roll has been like, hey, I'd do anything for American Idol. I'd clean the bathrooms if you wanted me to.
He'd clean the bathrooms, but he will not clean his own socks.
But it's not that person either. It is actually Meghan Trainor.
Listen to me. That is my dream job. Please, I've been going everywhere being like, hi, American Idol, please choose me to be a coach, please, or judge. I will be the best. I will give my whole heart and soul. I promise. Please pick me, choose me, love me.
Does this backfire, though? You know, if you want something, do you go out there and ask for it like that, or?
I mean, on one hand, it shows producers that she really does want this, and she really is into this and will do the best job possible, but at the same time, like, when you look a little too desperate, something funky's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't blame her. I would want that multi-million dollar paycheck, too.
I was going to say, it pays, what, $25 million?
Well, that's what Katy Perry asked for. Who knows what they'll pay this new judge. But we'll see. Hopefully, they'll make a decision sooner or later.
Yeah.
Really? Hopefully. Who cares?
Well, they'll have to start doing their, like, summer auditions and stuff, soon. So there's got to be some news coming out. Now, there's a new work trend that's been making bosses absolutely furious. Have you heard about quiet vacationing?
I assume this is where you go on vacation, but you work remotely anyway, so you're exactly. Nobody knows that you're in the Caribbean.
Exactly. So people are working remotely. They're actually on vacation, not letting the higher-ups know what they're actually doing. And it's all because people are so reluctant to take time off from work because they feel like it makes them look like slackers, mm-hmm. especially if you're... This was specifically about like millennials and Gen Zers who are going through big life events that have mm-hmm. weddings and are having yeah, babies right. and are doing all of these things, but still want to have a life themselves and take yeah. vacation. But once you run out of that PTO, you're kind of stuck. But 80% of people don't take all of their allotted PTO in the first place.
First of all, if you are even a boss taking a quiet vacation, you're able to work remotely. That's only fair if everybody else in your company gets can do so. Mm-hmm. Secondly, this PTO thing, I mean, the fact that people are not using their allotted PTO, our company said, you know what? You have unlimited PTO because they thought we would not take, you know, if they say you've got 4 weeks, then you work toward taking that 4 weeks.
Right, right.
If you have unlimited, then you're not working toward anything, so you'll take less time. But those people never ran radio stations.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, yeah. unlimited PTO will see
does
you
not
in
exist,
July.
Right?
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, it's Jamie and Norcross. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yeah, Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm out of here, Jamie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, you did a great job. So far, so good, Jamie. Kara's going to step out. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions, and we're going to bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1, Justin Timberlake revealed his mom was the one that picked the name NSYNC. How many guys are in that group?
5.
Number 2, people at Peter Davidson's comedy show last week heckled him so bad he walked off stage. True or false, Pete Davidson has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton on his leg.
False.
Number 3, contestants on Love is Blind say they got paid $13,000 to appear on the show. What app does that show stream on?
Netflix.
Number 4, judge in Fulton County has rejected country singer Zach Brown's restraining order against his estranged wife. In his song Chicken Fried, Zach likes a cold beer on what day of the week?
Cold beer on a Friday night.
Friday night. Number 5, a new study says only half of Americans know CPR. What does CPR stand for?
Test. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's really good. All right, bringing Kara back in.
You don't know what it stands for, or you don't know how to do it, or both?
Cardiopulmonary.
I do know how to perform it, but I don't know what it stands for.
Very I just good. Got it.
Yeah, got it. You sounded, wow. sounded it out.
The big words.
Nice. All right, hey, Jamie, Norcross did well this morning.
Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
How many guys are in NSYNC?
5.
That's what Jamie said, 1-1.
Number 2, true or false, Pete Davidson has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton on his leg.
He's got a ton of tattoos, so that sounds plausible. I'd say true.
It's just random enough that it is true.
Yeah.
Jamie said it was false.
Jamie,
2-1.
How could one make up a question like that? Number 3. What app does Love is Blind stream on?
Netflix.
That's what Jamie said. 3-2.
Number 4. The song Chicken Fried, Zach Brown likes a cold beer on what day of the week?
Friday?
Is the right answer.
She didn't know. She's guessing. She would have said... Friday night.
I'll be here on a Friday. Yeah, Jamie sang it out. It sounded really good. All right, 4-3 is the score.
Finally, number 5, Kara, what does CPR stand for?
Oh, geez. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation?
Boom goes the dynamite.
Wow, you sounded it out just like Ted did, but Jamie couldn't. All right, had a great game this morning. Final score, 5-3. Jamie and Norcross, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
All right, final score, yes, Kara, you're a winner. And your new record, 1,785 wins, 55 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Jamie.
It's okay.
No cash, but you get those tickets to the South Star Festival, Huntsville, Alabama, September 28th and 29th, featuring Winona Fighter, Blink 182, Gwen Stefani. The list goes on and on. Tickets are on sale now, southstarfestival.com. Have a great time, all right? Remember, stay hydrated.
I will do. Thank you.
All right, kid. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
Like what you're hearing? You can subscribe to Tad, Drex, and Kara on demand and never miss a moment. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
Get some advice here. Kids are on summer break now.
Oh, man.
They've got just over 2 months to kill each other. And on the surface, you might put your money on my 9-year-old son. He's bigger. But my 2-year-old daughter, Sophie, can scrap with the best of them. And actually, she's winning already.
So we're like, just a couple days into summer break and it's already like a Royal Rumble going on?
They've got all this time on their hands to like get on each other's nerves, driving. And really, Sophie, the 2-year-old, she's instigating everything.
Mm-hmm.
She'll like bop him on the head. And he's like, Sophie, what's going? Why are you doing that? And so she's getting a reaction out of him. And I cannot convince him. Look, she's 2.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. This is going to go on all summer?
All summer. So you have 2.5 months of this kind of behavior left. It's funny you bring that up, Tad. My daughter, just like it was yesterday or the day before, she was saying, oh, you know, I'm bored. I wish I had a sibling. Because she's an only child. I'm like,
right.
But do you really? Because you fight a lot with siblings. It's maybe 10% it's glory and 90% it is what you were describing, Tad, a Royal Rumble.
And it's tough because they're both ours. So you feel like you're picking sides and you're letting one down over the other. Like if Sophie's the one that instigates and he's the one that reacts and it's just constant.
It's like your heart's beating up your soul because you love them both so much,
right.
But one's hurting the other and vice versa back and forth.
Victoria in Powder Springs.
Rest assured, it's going to end up getting better. About 7 years younger than my oldest brother. We had our battles and he won. Then I got older and I started winning. In the long run, we loved each other more than life itself. It will get better.
Drex is under the assumption that this never stops, that you were always fighting, even in your 20s.
Yeah.
Do you fight with your siblings still, or do you just not talk to
them? We just stay out there.
You just don't talk.
He's on the left coast. He, you know, he does that whole thing.
He's got his own life.
Yeah, his own situation.
That's, you know, we never hear about your brother.
And you won't.
But in the long run, I'm sure you love your siblings probably more than what you ever thought you would back in those days, right?
My wife and her brother, they'll go at each other. But if they're ever in trouble, they've got each other's back
right. So
fast. So I think that's what you need, Tad. You need like a third-party villain, maybe even another kid that they can team up together with. That brings them together.
So funny. The fact that like my sister Tia and I, we were the ones that I was talking about before where the fights were just no parent would want to see their kids fighting like that.
Yeah.
And we were just doing our wills. She's taking my kids. If anything happens to both my wife and I, they're going to my sister Tia. If you told a 12-year-old version of me that I was going to be handing my kids over to her,
right?
Never. But the way my kids are acting lately, really, that is the way I win. Like here, Tia. Congratulations. I might start acting dangerous.
Right.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
It's 8:38, sunny, warm today with a high of 85, 65 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who's slashing grocery prices and how you can shop at Costco without a membership in just a second. But they've been on the scene for 29 years, and fans are just now figuring out what NSYNC stands for. Justin Timberlake's mom actually came up with the name after the first time the guys all sang together. She said, man, you guys really sound NSYNC. And that kind of stuck.
Oh, okay. That's what you'd expect. NSYNC, we're together.
Beyond that,
there's more?
There's more. The last letter from each band member's name actually spells out NSYNC.
Oh,
that's coincidence.
Justin, Chris, Joey, originally Lance was not part of the crew. It was a man named Jason Glasso and JC. So Jason Glasso obviously didn't make the cut. He decided that he didn't want to be in the band. So they brought in Lance.
This kid, maybe. Jason, was he like the Ryan Dunkelman of NSYNC? He thought
he could go
do his own thing. And
you have to explain who Brian Dunkelman is.
Oh, yeah. It was the first season of American Idol, right? It was Ryan Seacrest and then this Dunkelman guy. And the Dunkelman, after the first season, was like, I'm a big shot. I can do my own thing. And now I think he works at the Publix on Ponce.
Yeah, where I would love to know where Brian Dunkelman is.
I don't know if you would.
Speaking of groceries, everybody's been trying to save money at the grocery store these days, and the stores know it. So following in Target's footsteps, Amazon Fresh has decided to cut prices on nearly 4,000 grocery items, too. But that's not all. You can actually now shop at Costco without a membership or having to fight the crowds with Uber Eats. If you have an existing membership and you order your stuff with Uber Eats, you'll actually be able to enter your membership ID for an additional discount. And then there's a 20% discount on an annual Uber One membership, too.
Well, that's great that finally the grocery store, the people have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Power to the people.
Sure.
We have spoken, and we've said, listen, these inflation prices, we're not going to pay all this money, and let's not worry about these corporations. I looked into this because Amazon lowering their prices.
Mm-hmm.
Is a big deal. That follows Target, who lowered their prices. Grocery stores having to lower their prices. But let's not be holding a bake sale and feel bad for Amazon. They make around $1.29 billion per day.
Per day?
Per day.
Oh my God.
It breaks down to 53 to 54 million per hour, $896,000 per minute. $15,000 per second. In the time it took me to say that sentence, mm-hmm. they made $200,000.
I mean, listen, the gas for Jeffrey Bezos' $300 million yacht, that's expensive, man. Someone's going to pay for that.
Fill itself.
Right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Peter, you need forgiveness from a former coworker for you got her fired.
Oh, no.
I feel terrible about it. I've only been with the company a few months, and they gave me my first performance review, and I was really surprised at the question, but they asked me if there was any dead weight on the team, and I hesitated a little bit, but I answered honestly, and I told them Michelle wasn't performing her best.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't really think anything would come of it. I thought maybe some coaching or, you know, they'd pull her in and find out what was going on.
Right.
But yesterday, Michelle wasn't there, and her cube had been cleaned out.
Do you think she knows that it was you, that you're the reason she's no longer there?
I really don't know if she knows, but I can't live with this on my conscience. I need her to know that I feel bad about it. And again, if there's anything I can do to help, I want to help.
Not that you can go back in time, but you're sitting in this performance review, and they ask you if there's any quote-unquote dead weight. You couldn't have just said, no,
not
everything's
that I know
fine.
Of.
Yeah.
It's a new job, and I wanted to be honest, and there's always dead weight in a company. I wanted the boss to trust me. It was hard for me to do.
Obviously, you couldn't have been the only person that thought Michelle wasn't pulling her weight, because I don't think they would fire someone just off of one person mentioning the one name one time. There had to have been some kind of record of her not performing well, or other people that also said, you know, maybe she, you should look at her a little bit. I don't think you should take all the guilt on yourself.
I'm just surprised Peter wants to throw himself in front of all of this. She's not working there anymore. You're never going to see her again.
Guys, I just can't live without owning up to it. I was the only one that had a performance review because I was new. They normally do them at the beginning of the year. Mm. I could have been the only one.
All right, Peter, give us a couple of minutes. You're a good man, a better man than I. We're going to call Michelle here and see if she'll forgive you for this, okay?
Thank you.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Peter was just telling us that he had his 90-day review at his office. They asked if there was any dead weight at the office. He said, well, you know, this woman, Michelle, she's not really performing as well as she... Well, next thing you know, this woman's been fired. He doesn't know if he's the reason, but he sure thinks he is and wants to come clean.
I can't live with it. I just can't live with it.
Michelle's not going to know you're on the line, all right? So stay quiet here for a couple of minutes. We're going to get to see what's going on with her.
Hello?
Hey, Michelle. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Sorry, what's the reason that you're calling?
We heard that you were no longer with the same company. Is that true? Did you get fired?
Well, I mean, I am putting my new office together, but I don't know if I would call it fired.
So you're putting together a new office.
With your same company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you just moved. You were not fired. You just moved offices.
Well, I was recently promoted.
Interesting. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find this funny. We have Peter. You know Peter?
Yes, I know Peter.
He was calling us because he felt terrible. He was in a performance review, I guess, and they asked if there was any dead weight in the office.
I am so sorry. They pulled me in, and they asked if there was any dead weight. And honestly, I didn't feel like you were pulling your weight. So I answered honestly.
Peter, but you I'm going to stop you there, Peter, because you failed the test.
The test?
All new employees at our company are pulled into HR very shortly after they're hired, and they are given the choice to remain with the company and receive a 30% raise, but only if a fellow employee who they think is not doing well will be let go. So, like, they're offered this as long as they throw someone under the bus, basically.
Peter, was there a deal you were offered?
They did offer me a raise if I was honest. I had no clue it was a test. I was just being honest.
And Michelle, you went through this. You were asked this as well when you were hired?
Yes, I was.
Is Peter going to get fired now? Like, I'm curious about...
Peter will not get fired, but I am now his direct report. So,
oh, no.
Buckle up, Peter.
Wow. Michelle, I'm really sorry. And congratulations on the new position.
This sounds like a dirty company to be putting you through this test and then promoting the person you identified as being the dead weight.
It's really messed up. I don't know.
I think it's messed up that you called the radio to say sorry to me when you could have gotten my number from a coworker and reached out and called to apologize or anything but the radio, Peter.
Or is it a way, Tad, maybe that this company does it, they sniff out if there's any bad blood or jealousy or anything like that?
Yeah, but that's not fostering a collaborative, good working environment. That's pitting people against each other.
Like where I called into our boss, Nate's office, and he said, do you have any, before he even asked the question, I'd be like, it's Drex.
For sure.
Right? He wouldn't then go turn around and promote Drex.
Michelle, I called you on the radio because I thought you might not be willing to talk to me otherwise. I was trying to do the right thing here. I hope we can figure out a way to work together. But honestly, if this is the way the company operates, I may have to find something else.
Yes, I encourage that.
You do what's best for you, Peter.
Michelle, this feature's called Forgive and Forget. He was calling to ask for your forgiveness. Do you forgive him for answering a question honestly and getting you promoted somehow?
Part of me can forgive him, especially if we're going to still work together, but I won't forget.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right. Well, there you have Forgive and Forget. He said something that was interesting. He said, if the company is going to operate this way, I'm not going to be able to stay here. Who else has ever said that? Have you ever said that? If this is the way things are going to be run around here, I can't be a part of this.
Not personally, because I'm like, as long as the name on the paycheck's right, I'm like, you do whatever you want.
You're probably usually the subject of said statement.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Well, I'm going to have to work with guys like this.
I'm in the corner like, it's me.
Coming up tomorrow, Angie and Jennifer, they had a plan to split carpool duties for summer camp, but there was a scheduling conflict. Now nobody is getting picked up or dropped off, and Angie needs forgiveness.
Oh, boy.
Find out what's going on there. I know, we're working out sort of like, how's the summer going to be? And it ain't pretty.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.